Hello, Pastor Brandon here, and it is January 7th, 2021, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue as a family of families to seek after Him together through His Word. Today we'll be reading Psalms 6, 1 through 10, 1 Chronicles 7, 1 through 40, and Acts 10, 34 through 43. We'll be starting with Psalm chapter 6, verse 1 through 10. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am learning. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who will give you praise? I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eyes waste away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my foes. Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1 through 40. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. 4. The sons of Tola, Uzai, Raphani, Jeri, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their father's houses, namely of Tola, mighty warriors of their generations, their numbers in the days of David being 22,600. The son of Uzai, Izariah, and the sons of Izariah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chief men, and along with them, by their generations, according to their father's houses, were units of the army for war, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. Their kinsmen belonging to all the clans of Issachar were in all 87,000 mighty warriors enrolled by genealogy. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jediel. 3. The sons of Bela, Esbron, Uzil, Jeremoth, and Eri. 5 heads of fathers' houses, mighty warriors, and their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034. The sons of Becher, Zimira, Joash, Eliezer, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Becher, and their enrollment by genealogies according to their generations as heads of their father's houses, mighty warriors, was 20,200. The son of Jediel, Bilhah, and the sons of Bilhah, Jehush, Benjamin, Ehud, Chinana, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these were the sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their father's houses, mighty warriors, 17,200, able to go to war, and Shupin and Humpin were the sons of Hushin, the son of Ahir. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalum, the descendants of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh, Azrael, whom his Aramean concubine bore, she bore Machir, the father of Gilead, and Machir took a wife for Humpin and for Shumpin. The name of his sister was Maacah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad. And Zelophehad had daughters, and Maacah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Olam and Rakam. The son of Olam, Bedan, these were the sons of Gilead. The son of Machir, son of Manasseh, and his sister Hamaleketh bore Ishod, Abazir, and Mahla. The sons of Shemida were Ayan, Shechem, Liki, and Anayim. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthullah, and Bered his son, Tahath his son, Elidah his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Seluthalah his son, and Ezer and Elid, whom the men of Gath, who were born in the land, killed because they came down to raid their livestock. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. And Ephraim went into his wife, and she conceived and bore a son. And he called his name Beriah, because disaster had befallen his house. His daughter was Shirah, who built both lower and upper Beth Horon. And Uzina Shirah Rapha was his son, Reshapheh his son, Talah his son, Tehan his son, Laden his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son. Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and to the east Naaran, and to the west Gezer and its towns, Shechem and its towns, and Aiha and its towns, also in possession of the Maasites, Bethshean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, the sons of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishava, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber, and Michael, who fathered Birziath. Heber fathered Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pashka, Bimha, and Ashvath. These are the sons of Japhlet, the sons of Shemir, his brother, Rogan, Jahbah, and Aram, the sons of Helam, his brother, Zopha, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal, the sons of Zopha, Shahu, Har, Nifer, Shau, Beer, Imra, Bezir, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Beer, the sons of Jephthah, Jephanu, Pispa, and Ara, the sons of Ula, Ara, Hanil, and Rizia. All of these were men of Asher, heads of fathers' houses, approved mighty warriors, chiefs of the princes. Their number enrolled by genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 through 43. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.